Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Okay, we're joined now by Aldo Boitano from Cleantech Lithium. Some good positive news out today from Cleantech. Aldo, why don't you tell us all about it?
Well, thank you always for inviting us. Yeah, it's positive news because we've been always working alongside the Chilean government. And always very positive about the news on the unveiling of the national lithium policy that the government has been implementing, and now it's our turn of publicly listed companies like us who can develop their projects. Our projects were not deemed strategic. That was a category that only applies for Salar de Atacama and Maricunga. We were not deemed especially subject to protection areas, and then we were reaffirmed in a meeting we had with at the mining ministry last Thursday that we tickle all the boxes of the national lithium policy, and there's going to be a new decree in place to be a SEOL awarded, and there's 60 days of show of interest for those holding the mining licenses and being in interest in certain salars or salty basins that are in Chile available. And that's our case. So very positive and very excited. Another path forward to being granted the operating permits.
And there was a reasonably high level of community engagement and communication in this in this latest development, wasn't there? Tell us a little bit about how well plugged into the local communities you guys are.
Yeah, the Coya communities who have small settlements on the way from the cities into the high mountains where we are, they lived some hour and a half, 2 hours away from our site, and at some 2,000 meters below. But they do bring animals, cattle and so up and down the basins. Again, not as high as we are, but regardless of that, we established a relationship back in 2017 when we founded the company, and we have an agreement in place with the communities of the territory, and that's been on the public news, and we have an office in Copiapó, the nearest mining town, and everything. So, as the government indicates how important it is to have indigenous consultation or indigenous awareness of the projects, we've been happily surprised how very public advocates the communities have been of our project in forums, in the press, in private meetings with the government, and indicating that's the way to go for other companies or for the government itself to work hand in hand like they've been working with us. So that's important. And that has happened because we have shown them the project. We've been taking them to site before drilling, while we're drilling, after we're drilling, when we're doing pump tests, reinjection work. They visit our pilot plant in a very instructive way. We've shown them everything we've been doing, and we've been getting them involved in the environmental impact assessment work, in the early work of the environmental impact assessment. So thanks for pointing this out. Very important.
I suppose one useful aspect of the project that you can highlight to them is the DLE technology that you're using, which is, let's say, environmentally friendly and less disruptive than other types of mining. Perhaps you could say a couple of words about what DLE is and what it means and why it's beneficial for clean tech.
Yeah, again, that's part of our early vision back in 2017. And we've been working on direct lithium extraction. That's what DLE stands for. It means you can extract via an organic resin the lithium that it's inside the subsurface. It's an aquifer. The brine is contained 80, 100, 150 meters below the ground. So you extract it with a resin, and then you can reinject the spent brine without the lithium back, and then you washed away that resin and you take the lithium. There's two important things. One is to have the correct resin, and we do. We've been having in excess of 95% recovery at the resin level. That compares to, for example, evaporation ponds were more environmentally non-friendly, around 45%. We have 95%. And then we've been demonstrating it in our own pilot plant who is commissioned and working. The design is to be over a ton of lithium carbonate per month, and we're producing initial quantities of lithium with that. And then the fact that when you say, okay, you can re-inject the spent brine without the resin back into the subsurface aquifer, you need to control the basin where you intend to do that. And we do with our mining licenses, and we've been working on that, and we're one of the only in the world expending resources on the reinjection modeling, all the hydrogeological work, etc. So that's very important. It's not only from a chemistry point of view or from a resin point of view to have an assurance like a lab assurance, but other thing, it's in reality. Take your brine from the wells, process it in the pilot plant, and then work on the reinjection modeling of the brine without the lithium. So, that's the way also was reaffirmed by the government that the special operating contracts will be awarded to those with the sustainable and environmentally friendlier technologies.
Right. So we've got the sort of initial positive noises from the government. The local communities seem to be relatively sanguine about this project. Talk us through what happens next. You've got permitting still ongoing and pre-feasibility and EIA. What's the timetable for these significant milestones going forward?
Yeah, we've said it publicly that the pre-feasibility study will be finished by the end of the third quarter of the year, and that will give us a further de-risking of the project. The pre-feasibility study has several options or economic options that are being analyzed at the moment that will define parts of the EIA, environmental impact assessment. We're developing the environmental impact assessment in all those things that are not subject to changes, like the baselines and the human awareness of the people living in these basins, in these valleys. And we're doing that with the indigenous community. And then some of the other more technical things that we can address at this point. So that we aim to be submitting by the end of the year, first quarter of next year, the environmental impact assessment. And everything is in line to have the operating permitting of the government, and then have the environmental impact assessment approved, and then construct and all that. Everything of the timelines we've been telling the public are still there. A lot of moving parts as always, but not only the engineering is de-risking the project and giving it a solid path forward, but also the governmental announcements that, again, we took very positively that were announced last week and we're talking today.
Yeah, and so what's your view of the lithium price then at the moment? Some commentators seem to be saying it's bottomed out and maybe due for recovery soon. How do you How do you view it, especially since you're not actually producing yet? So it's arguable that by the time you come into production, there may have been a significant uptick.
Well, that's exactly what we think. I think the fundamentals and the growth of EV, electrical vehicles in the world, are robust. Some countries are going faster than what they predicted. Some other countries are going slower than they predicted. I went to China last year with some board members to visit potential vendors and see operations and for various things, and we saw an immense amount of electric cars going and circulating in China, and that's happening elsewhere. So that we are relying on longer term financial information. And we have our scoping studies with a price of 23,500 pounds US dollars per ton of lithium carbonate. It's currently around 15, and we see it will go up. There's not that many new projects coming on board right now. Argentina it's been active, but I don't want to talk anything bad about our neighbors, but they always have some political trouble or financial trouble. So I think Chile will be the ones, the projects who will come forward and compensate the stronger demand and the price. Like I said, the economics for electrical vehicles still strong in the world. Most analysts say it will recover. You can ask one of our brokers, Canaccord, about it. They normally comment this on their newsletters and comments. So.
And talking of Chile as the arguably the preeminent mining destination in South America, I suppose there are a couple of countries that would throw their hats into the ring for that title. But what is it about working in Chile that is beneficial for clean tech? Why is it good? Why is it a good jurisdiction for you guys to be in?
Well, it's one of the top three mining jurisdictions in the world, along with Canada and Australia. Most of the engineering firms are here. A lot of projects done elsewhere are the engineering is done here. Sadly, in the UK, there's no mining schools anymore. They've been shut down, and a lot of engineering work was done 15, 20 years ago. I have a strong mining background, me and my family. So not only that, it's the head, for example, of a Mitsubishi mining branch, who accounts for 40% of Mitsubishi's revenues in the world. It's in here, and it holds mines elsewhere. And so we work with one of the top world's hydrogeologists, and they're based here, a U.S. Chilean company. The likes, for example, Bechtel headquarters, it's based mining. Bechtel headquarters here, it's here in Chile, and like you said, we're a mining country. We have a very strong a mining code, and even though it took us a while to unveil this national lithium policy, the government has said publicly that we want to be again the number one producer of the world. We're number two. We used to be number one, and that we have 50% of the world's reserves, and now we want to start pushing forward. The aim of the government is to have four operating permitting awarded between the end of this year and the beginning of next year, and those projects like us go forward and develop and produce lithium. And that can only happen with a strong jurisdiction. We have excellent infrastructure. For example, there's a paved highway going through Laguna Verde from Chile to Argentina. There's cell phone coverage at 4,400 meters around Francisco Basin, because there's some adjacent gold mines. There's the oldest school mine of Latin America. It's in Copiapó, the nearest mining town. We have an agreement with the local University of Atacama, and they have a lab, a lithium lab, etc. It's a right ecosystem to be in, the right country to be to develop projects like the ones we're doing.
Yeah, and so you hope you have the right projects as well to fit into the right ecosystem. A final question for you, Aldo. After the we mentioned the pre-feasibility study and the permitting, this presumably is a sort of cornerstone news flow which we are likely to expect from cleantech over the coming many months. Is there any other sort of significant news flow items that investors should look forward to?
Yeah, we'll tell the market once the drilling campaign is over, and yeah. and what that means to the resource. We will tell the market once our hydrogeological work advances with the pumping test and the reinjection work. We'll tell the market when we produce significant amounts of lithium carbonate that we can send to potential future off-takers and end users to certify the quality, and everything we're doing with the government advancing too, we'll tell the market. Once we pass the PFS stage, we'll engage with all those companies who we have NDAs and data rooms from, battery manufacturers, car makers, mining companies, etc., to start talking of a strategic partnership, and then that also will be informed in due time to the market.
Yeah, that will be a crucial moment, I imagine.
Yeah, it's important. It's we're doing the right things. We've been doing it for years now, and now we're going to go on a path to be in production and with we aim to be one of the greenest lithium producers of the world. That's what all the work we've been doing.
One of the greenest lithium producers in the world. Well, that seems like a good place to wrap it up then. Thank you very much for your time today, Aldo, and good luck with everything in the future. And I'm sure we'll be checking in with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And just thanks for your support and interest always on asking where we are. And just tell the investors in your podcast to keep believing on the stock.
Yeah. Good luck with it, Aldo. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.